Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Job wants to refute a misunderstanding put forward by Eliphaz, who accused Job of making a frontal attack on the Lord. Quote, "He stretches out his hand against God and acts defiantly against the Almighty, running stubbornly against him with his strong embossed shield," Job 15, verses 25 to 26. There's something pathetically humorous about some puny man taking a run at the Almighty, even if his shield is the latest model with all the options. "But," answers Job, "it was not I who first engaged in the battle." Quote, "He has worn me out. He tears me in his wrath. He gnashes at me with his teeth. God has delivered me to the ungodly and turned me over to the hands of the wicked. He has shattered me and shaken me to pieces. He has set me up for his target. His archers surround me. He pierces my heart and does not pity. He pours out my gall on the ground. He breaks me with wound upon wound. He runs at me like a warrior." That's chapter 16, verse 7 and 9 and 11 through 14. Quote, he. But it's no laughing matter. There's no doubt in Job's mind who is behind all his distress. For some reason unknown to Job, although his detractors seem to be in the know, the Lord has made him a particular target. And what is most disturbing, it seems the Lord has colluded with, quote, "the ungodly and the wicked" in attacking him. The New Testament story of Satan being given permission to sift Peter informs us that this may be more common than we think. Of course, it's not the devil who is in the details. It's God. He limits the devil's actions against us. He controls the results to be for our good. He guarantees that we will not have more than we can bear. He. When the devil and his minions have done their worst, the Lord will have the last laugh. See Psalm 2, verse 4.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.